This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture. I'm Juliet Jacobs. Titik Garis Bentuk Drawing as Practice is an exhibition featuring works by 27 contemporary Malaysian artists who are using drawing as a centre in their practice. While traditionally drawing was seen as part of an artist's preparatory work for a painting or sculpture, it's now regarded as a medium in its own right. The exhibition examines how artists are redefining this medium by blurring the boundaries between drawing and other art forms, including installation, animation and performance. It's happening over at Ilham Gallery. And today on the show, I'm joined by Rahel Joseph. She's the gallery director of Ilham. She's the co-curator of the exhibition. She's joining us to share what's in store. Welcome, Rahel. How are you today?
Good. Nice to talk to you, Julia.
You too. It's lovely to have you back on the show. It's been a while, but you know, Ilham has been very, very busy. You guys have, you know, been continuously putting up exhibitions, and this one really, really looks exciting, Rahel. I can't wait to come see it. So Titik Garis, right? Bentuk Drawing as Practice. Tell us more about the concept behind it, you know, and what kind of inspired the curation of this exhibition.
Yeah, well, I mean, why drawing, right? Mm-hmm. I think one of the reasons why we wanted to put the show together was really to examine the role that drawing plays in contemporary art practice in Malaysia today. And I think also to look at drawing as an art form in its own right, because traditionally drawing has always been seen as part of the preparatory exercise, mm-hmm. you know, when making or painting or sculpture, which is usually, at least in the past, more highly valued than a drawing.
Yeah.
But I think all of that has changed, and now drawing is very much seen as an art form in its own right. And we wanted to really look at how contemporary artists in Malaysia are approaching drawing, mm-hmm. And what sort of work was sort of coming out at that time. So this was, I guess, the impetus for doing the show.
And, you know, you kind of alluded to it, right? Drawing is often considered like foundational to artistic expression, right? How does this exhibition want to challenge those traditional notions of drawing, you know, and its role in contemporary art?
Well, I think when we think about drawing, you know, when we look at the kind of traditional definitions of, which is mark making, mm-hmm. on a two-dimensional surface. People often, I mean, I think when you think about drawing, you tend to think about, you know, use of ink or charcoal on paper. I mean, these are the very sort of common ideas when you think about drawing. But I think we wanted to really show how artists are experimenting with medium and with technique and really challenging this idea of drawing, and sort of breaking the boundaries between drawing and other mediums, such as, you know, installation or sculpture or video.
Okay. And I'm really curious to know about the 27 artists featured, right? Can you share some of the insights into the selection process for those 27 artists featured? You know, was there any particular criteria that were considered, you know, when you were putting this together?
Yeah, I think when we came up, you know, with the long list of artists and works, I mean, one of the things was that we wanted to feature artists who use drawing as a primary medium in their work. Mm-hmm. That was important. It wasn't like, oh, okay, this artist has a couple of drawings in his portfolio. You know, it was really artists who, you know, where drawing is a very important part of their work. And we also wanted to show a diverse range of practice, mm-hmm. from figuration and landscape to architectural drawings, male art, minimalism, drawing as a meditative practice. We really wanted to show a range.
Okay.
And as I said, we didn't want to restrict ourselves to this kind of traditional definition of drawing. And, you know, there's some works in this show where an artist like Faisal Suhir, for example, he's done this drawing of limestone hills, but it's on cement. He's used cement in the work. And then you have another artist, Chang Yung Chia, who has used embroidery to draw the faces of, you know, faces of the departed in this work called Quilt of the Dead. So you really kind of see how artists are experimenting with medium.
And any other, those were two. I mean, I've seen Yung Chia's work. It's absolutely beautiful, right? And I haven't seen the other one. I'm sure it's just as stunning. And are there any other key artists or artworks in the exhibition that you could highlight, you know, that I guess, you know, particularly exemplify that innovative use of drawing techniques or materials?
There's one example of an installation work, mm-hmm. almost a sculptural work by this artist called Hassanul Ishraf Idris. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the work is called Quarry. And, you know, when you approach it, it's basically almost like this black kind of hill that he has actually made of from paper that he has drawn over and over and over again with graphite sticks. And it's basically made of paper, but when you see it, it almost looks like it's made of almost like corrugated iron, because it's like the material of it has kind of changed just by this repeated sort of coloring of pencil. It's quite amazing, actually. And it's incredible that what looks like this cultural piece is actually made from paper, charcoal on paper. And it's a really beautiful story as well, because he made this work in 2020 during the COVID pandemic. Right. And it was during a time when he would drive back home when three of his family members passed away. And he would always drive past this hill, or quarry, yeah. where his father used to work as a security guard. So this work was, you know, in a way, almost like a memorial to his father and his sacrifices, but also the passing of his family members. And that work, and then seen also with Yung Chia's Quilt of the Dead, mm-hmm. which is, you know, all these different faces of people who have passed on, and is very much, I think, a work where it's about mourning, and it's about how we experience the loss of people who are close to us. So it's two very different works, but both kind of talking about similar subjects.
Okay. And, you know, and that's interesting, right? Because you've got such a diverse range of artists as well included in the yeah. exhibition, right? And, you know, as the curator, you know, you and your team, how did you ensure that each of these artists' unique approach to drawing was, I guess, represented adequately, perhaps? Maybe that's the word I'm looking for.
Well, like I said, we wanted that diversity. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you've got Ahmad Zaki Anwar,
yeah.
right? When you enter the gallery and you see these life-sized charcoal portraits of these 6-7 women.
Yeah, they're stunning. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely stunning. But then and he's somebody who's, you know, in terms of technical skill in drawing, he's kind of second to none. Mm. And somebody who's a very, you know, obviously a very established kind of artist in the Malaysian art scene. But then we also have an artist who's in her 20s called Binti. And she has done this very personal, almost like a visual diary, 24 A4-sized drawing works. I mean, she made the work when she was 24, so it's like every work for every year of her life. Mm-hmm. And it's very personal, and it's very sort of coming of age. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and we also wanted to, I guess, show that the kind of different ways that artists are approaching drawing,
yeah.
And the kind of things that they're bringing out in their work. So, for example, we have an artist. She's an architect by training, Sharifa Nadira.
Mm-hmm.
And she has these really beautiful watercolor drawings of indigenous plants. And these actually came from a book that she did called Recalling Forgotten Tastes, which really documents environmental knowledge and also culinary practices by Orang Asli communities, primarily from the Semai and Temuan groups.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's about over 40 drawings of these indigenous plants. And it's, you know, it's on a larger kind of thing. It talks about, you know, indigenous plants. It talks about food diversity. It sort of, I guess, highlights the kind of deforestation taking place and, you know, issues of food security.
Very contemporary themes as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And you know, as you mentioned, there's I guess different mediums as well, right? That the exhibition explores. So how does the exhibition actually explore those relationships between drawing and all these different sorts of art forms, right? So I know there's, like you mentioned, there's an installation. I believe there's animation and a performance as well.
Yeah. So Yung Chia's Quilt of the Dead, and in fact, this Saturday he's going to be performing from, it's an all-day performance from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And he basically sits in the gallery and he embroiders these, the faces of people from kind of obituary photographs. Yeah. Yeah. And it's kind of interactive. So you can, you know, you can come in, you can sit with him, and talk to him and, you know, maybe show him photographs or, yeah. So it's a kind of an all-day performance that he does. There's another work which is also interactive, which was made by also two architects. And it's an interesting work because from the outside, it's made of brick and it's about my height, I think. And you kind of... about 5 foot fabric, basically.
And you and me both, Rahel. Yeah, okay.
Okay. And you look inside, and basically, you can sort of imagine a public space in a low-cost apartment building. Mm. And they've done this really by stenciling you on bricks to give you that impression of really being in the middle of a public space, just looking up at all the different low-cost flats, you know. And I think they wanted to do it to really talk about public housing and the fact that a lot of times people's living conditions are being compromised because, you know, people wanting to kind of maximize on profit and this whole thing about land and the creek and, you know. So a really, really interesting... really interesting work, actually. And it's quite beautiful as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, not the kind of thing you think about when you imagine what's in a drawing show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, really. Yeah, and that's wonderful. I think that's what the exhibition wants, right? To show that it's not just a simple, you know, drawing on paper, right? There's so many different ways that it comes to life. And like you mentioned, you know, it features a wide array of subjects. You know, there's figuration to landscapes, there's architectural drawings as well. How do all of these different subjects actually contribute to, I would say, I guess the overall narrative of the exhibition?
Well, in a way, we've kind of, even though there's no sort of formal sections to the show, I think the way the works are grouped kind of tells you a story. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the first story you kind of encounter, the first work you see is actually a work by Wong Hoi Cheong. And the work is by his grandmother is a rubber tapper. And the work is actually from the migrant, his migrant drawings, which really was a seminal exhibition of its time. And it's really about Malaysia. Hoi Cheong uses his own story of his Chinese immigrant family, and he uses that to tell this larger story of migration, about race, class, but within the Malaysian context.
Okay.
So that's the first work you see. And then right on the opposite is Zaki's Orang Perempuan. And these are regular women, Orang Perempuan, who are just ordinary Malaysians, average makcik, auntie, sister, whatever. But, you know, he kind of almost monumentalizes these ordinary women by drawing them in these kind of, you know, these larger-than-life figures, kind of elevates the sort of status of these everyday women. And because it's in charcoal, they're kind of stripped of color. So there's all these kind of racial kind of categorization, or it's kind of stripped away as well. And you're just looking at the sort of humanity of these women. And then we have like the work of Jai Jalani Abu Hassan, which is a self-portrait of him as a Bomo Hujan. So the work is also about the culture and the Malay culture, and also about the kind of mythology and the mysticism that still exists, even in contemporary life. And there's a lot of work that also documents, like, for example, Zhang Fiming, who's a very well-known painter and artist.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done this whole series of works. He's from Terengganu, and it's a lot of works about the kind of way of life of ordinary people living in Terengganu, the fisherman, the, you know, the trader, the potai seller. And a lot of the works are actually made on envelopes, on postcards, like mailed postcards and envelopes.
Okay.
And it's really interesting because you see these stamps, and they're usually, you know, as stamps tend to be quite sort of, you know, has all these nationalistic kind of imagery. There were a couple of stamps with like one Malaysia or with the proton car. And it's such a contrast to these drawings of, you know, rural communities who are just living their everyday lives. So, yeah, I mean, there's so much about Malaysia, so much about our history. Another artist, Novia Shin, has done this really lovely kind of pop-up installation, which is a drawing of the community in Old Klang Road, the factories in that area.
Mm-hmm.
This was a work that was made for a festival, I think, by Kongsi KL.
Okay.
So it's the work kind of depicts the social history around this Gudang Iseng, which is this kind of warehouse kind of enclave on Old Klang Road. So it's, you know, very much about the history of that area, the workers, the community who've been living in that area for generations. So there's a lot of work about these kind of histories, about kind of contemporary life as a, you know. And then, of course, you have another area where it's about landscape, where it's about the environment. There's also, you know, a whole section where we're looking at drawing as a kind of a meditative action, where there's, it's sort of like very minimalist kind of work.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a lot of it, you know, I guess, you know, showing contemporary Malaysian art, you know, and I guess, you know, really inviting people to talk about it, to reflect on it, to reflect on what Malaysia is all about. And I guess, you know, what we're going through, our contemporary themes, a lot of that happening as well, right?
Yeah.
And for you know, anyone coming to visit, right, what do you hope they'll actually take away from the experience at Titik Garis Bentuk, you know, both in terms of appreciation for drawing as an art form, but also all of those broader thematic considerations you were just mentioning?
I mean, I hope they come away just feeling how dynamic actually drawing is as a medium, and how artists today are approaching it in such an interesting and kind of innovative ways. And I think also that I hope that, you know, that the exhibition also gives them a sense of, you know, all the kind of exciting work that's coming out of Malaysian contemporary art. And I think you do get quite a cross-section, you know. You get, as I said, you get work by these very established artists, you know, like Zaki and Jai and Nadia Bamadaj and Fiming and Siu Ying.
Hmm.
And then you also get work by, you know, very young artists who are sort of emerging on the scene. So I think you do get a cross-section of what's happening in Malaysian contemporary art. Yeah, I hope people... I think it's a show that it's also quite accessible.
Mm.
And yeah, I mean, I would just hope people come to the show and, enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely. And like you said, you know, also a chance to see some pieces that... some really like iconic pieces as well, right? Like Yung Chia's, for example, and to be able to interact with him. Gosh, I'm so excited because I've spoken to him before for another interview and he was telling me about it. And I was like, oh, I was so sad I missed it. And now here it is, you know, your chance to come and sit down and have a conversation with him. And really, I'm really, really excited. And speaking of that, that's happening this Saturday, as you mentioned, right?
Yes, this Saturday. Yeah, from 11 to 6.
From 11 to 6. So you can just kind of rock up anytime and yeah, yes. just kind of yeah. meet up with him. But there are also other sort of events or upcoming events or programs associated with the exhibition that will be taking place as well throughout the exhibition, yeah? Yeah.
Yep, there will be. I mean, there's a whole, I think the easiest way is to actually get on our website, okay. ilhamgallery.com, mm-hmm. under programs. And then we've got a sort of list of programs that, you know, of talks and workshops. We have a talk by Edin Koo that's on the April the 20th.
Okay.
And his talk is about ritual, but also speaking, you know, also kind of referencing some of the work in the exhibition. We have a workshop on the same day by a really talented artist who sketches, and she's going to be kind of leading a workshop on travel sketch, you know, which I think a lot of people do. So that sounds really fun. We're going to have a cooking class.
Nice.
Yeah, in June. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm hoping to participate in it because it's actually dishes from a series of drawings by Roslisha Ismail, Ise.
Ah, Ise, okay.
Yes, so these are the drawings from the Lanka Sukha work that he did. And it's basically recipes that from his family and other families in Kelantan that you can actually trace back to the Lanka Sukha kingdom. And so we're getting someone who, Asa, who's also an artist and a researcher and a chef, and he's going to be teaching a few dishes from those series of drawings. So yeah, so that I think that'll be really interesting.
Well, that's so exciting. And yeah, you know, going for an art exhibition, but you know, all these other different sort of ideas that have sparked from these drawings, that's really, really fascinating. Can't wait to come and see it. But again, like you said, the best thing to do is just to, look for updates on the Ilham Gallery website, right? That's the best thing to do.
Yes.
Okay. And I do know you also have guided tours, isn't it? But we just need to make appointments for that or email you guys. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we have a kind of a tour every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
So you can just drop an email at info@ilhamgallery.com just to say, you know, how many people coming, and somebody will take you around. And we also have tours for schools and colleges. So all you have to do is just email us, give us a bit of notice, and one of the curators on the team will take you around. We're always happy when students come by. So, yeah.
Yeah. And it's a lovely space. So, you know, folks, if you've never been, do make a visit to Ilham Gallery. It is, of course, at Menara Ilham, which is located at 8 Jalan Binjai, downtown KL. Opening hours for the exhibition, well, for the gallery, is from Tuesdays to Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. and on Sundays from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you guys are closed on Mondays and public holidays, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
and
all right.
We also have a very nice gift shop.
You do.
Well.
You do.
Yeah.
I always end up there and tell myself I'm not going to spend, and I always do, but it's a lovely space. And is there still a cafe there, Rahel?
Oh. Yeah. I mean, well, we have coffee and drinks
okay.
You know, biscuits and occasionally cake. So, yeah.
Okay. So, it's really a wonderful day out, you know, if you're and very accessible. You can take public transport. I think all the major public transportation is very easy to get there. So, folks, do head there. The exhibition is on right now, right up till the 20th of July. So, there's no excuse to miss it. Again, as Rahel said, just head to the website, ilhamgallery.com, or follow you guys on social media, of course, yeah, for updates and all the different other programs that are happening as well.
Yes.
Okay. And, of course, admission is free, yeah?
Yes, admission is free.
Okay, all right. Rahel, thank you so much for sharing that. Any concluding message that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Just please come and visit. We also have a really interesting smaller exhibition on level 3, mm-hmm. Which is a Taiwanese video artist. So, you know, come have a look at that as well.
Okay, all right. Rahel, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
That was Rahel Joseph, Gallery Director of ILHAM and co-curator of the Titik Garis Bentuk Drawing as Practice exhibition. Again, the website to head to is ilhamgallery.com. But if you miss any part of our conversation today, you can always search for the podcast at bfm.my/front-row. You can also find it on the BFM app. This has been Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.